This is a conversation starter for the Kia Sorento Drive Car of the Year. A little different today, given that it's the first day of the Olympics. So we're happy to take calls on anything. I know we get stuck into the footy now, and we will. We'll take your calls on the footy. We'll take calls on concrete. We'll take calls on John Deere tractors. Hi, Tim. When I stopped working as a diesel mechanic back in 1984, all combine harvesters and many tractors had hydraulic drive. You reckon it's a new invention?
No, it's hydrostatic drive. Not hydraulic. Hydrostatic drive. That's what it is. John, yeah, but this is the latest, most improved. This is state-of-the-art hydrostatic drive. Not sure. That
okay.
John has, well, you stopped working on the diesels back in 1984. That's a long time ago now. And Tim, you're given flowers. It sounds very American. It is given flowers. Can you make it more Australian
in the world, bro.
And say something like, you've won the meat raffle?
Give him the meat tray. I like it.
Nah, that's like that's it. More of a raffle thing.
Flowers?
Me. I don't mind the idea, Gordon, but we're giving flowers.
Right, I'm going to do a little questions without notice here.
Easy.
Tony Cochran says the AFL, highly unlikely to have the grand final. He wants South Australian, Western Australian government to prepare their bids. What's the likelihood of the biggest day in football being held at the best sporting ground in the world this year?
We're still a long way out, but they need a lot of time to prepare. I would say it's 50-50 at the moment.
They are going to be desperate, desperate like you wouldn't believe, to have it here and not have it leave the state again. So
they'll be
putting all sorts of protocols in place, all sort of systems in place, if it means we can only get 60,000 people into the MCG for the grand final because of spacing and different situations, different lines going in the ground, different queues, no food, no nothing, just purely walk in, sit to your seat, watch the game, and whoosh, out.
I think the 60,000 thing is the interesting part. I think there would be a cutoff where they say, no, we're not putting it on as the grand event of the year if we can only get 50,000.
Well, 60 is what Perth could provide.
That's right.
So it'd have to be at least 60.
They are desperate. They are desperate. Everybody is desperate for the grand final to be at the MCG this year. Mm-hmm. The other thing that Cocker's suggested too, and it's only suggestion, and that is that you may need to have a vaccination passport. Do you support this or not? We got into trouble the other morning when we even suggested it and talked about it. We weren't recommending it in any way, and I'm not doing that now. I'm just asking for your point of view. If the only way that you could get to the MCG to watch the grand final this year was that you had to produce a vaccination passport, do you think that that would make a difference?
I think this year is going to be too quick for something like that, be too soon for something like that. But I wouldn't count it out down the track, given the access to the vaccines.
What about the idea then that's been floated? I think Jared Waitley might have done this with you on your program 360 the other night.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of going into a WA hub.
Yeah, Jared did float that as one of the ideas, that all teams could end up over there for 4 weeks and preparing. Well, yeah, I don't sort of be ringing around all the people I need to ring around to understand that. I'm just supportive of the AFL trying to get the game on. If it means we've got to go to Perth, so be it. If it means we're here in Victoria, families, I see the girls from the Giants and the Swans are going up into a hard lockdown now in Brisbane for 14 days so they can get back with their guys. So that's pretty important, I would have thought. So whatever works, whatever works.
That can only work, though, if the families can go as well.
Yeah.
Like it?
Well, if they do the hard lockdown and now with the players, wherever they may be, well, they should be able to travel like the players.
Yeah. Chris Scott, I think we've got the audio here of him yesterday talking about this. I don't want the audio talking about Richmond taking on or Geelong taking on Richmond without Dustin Martin. He talked about the fact that the AFL needed to explain the ethical framework behind their decision.
Righto, let's have a listen.
The question should be directed at them and they should explain their ethical framework for those situations. The AFL makes the decision, we get very, very, very little say, if any.
Do they need to? Do they need to come forward? And I would have thought somewhere though. You can't tell me that somewhere along the line, when Geelong were negotiating with the AFL, they didn't explain the reasons why the game couldn't be GMHBA Stadium. Come on, Gary.
Chris,
I'm not buying
Scott
that.
Says he wants the AFL to explain its ethical framework, having been denied that home game.
What does that actually mean, the ethical framework?
Well, if in fact you're talking about integrity and who has a right to play on a home ground.
We're talking about COVID-19. When integrity goes out the window.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But the reason they lose that home game as a rule is to provide people with more opportunity to go and watch. That's off the table now. So therefore, the circumstances are changing.
Yeah, but that's the ethical what is. There's nothing ethical about anything now. There's no fairness in the system. Now, Essendon are playing a home game against GWS this Sunday at 6 o'clock up there in Queensland.
But we know the circumstances surrounding
exactly,
that.
Exactly. But
so something is precluding them from coming back because they want to have them up there to play teams down the track. There's nothing that's stopping Richmond driving to Geelong to play at GMHBA Stadium.
At some point there must have been explanation given to Geelong as to why the game is not going to be played.
As I understand, it's the commercial obligations.
To the MCG,
and
that's
the
right.
Signage.
And their signage, yeah. Well, is that not the ethical, isn't the commercial part of the game the ethical part of the game?
But the commercial obligations have been ignored for good reason for the best part of a year.
Mm.
Why are they being, why is it so damn important now?
I don't know, but I don't think they're going to get an explanation, by the way. Why? Can I just go to a – have you got another question around that? Okay.
Oh, no, not around that. No.
Okay, around selection. Why have the Dogs gone so big against Melbourne?
Interesting, isn't it? So Josh Shackey comes into the side. So Shackey,
and they're in. They're in. They're actually in the side.
Yeah, they're in. Yeah, that's right. Yep. So Shackey is in. Now you've got Bruce, you've got Norton, you've got Shackey, you've got Jamara Ugo-Hagan, and you've got Tim English.
Mm. And you've got Hannan came in as well. Who's
Mitch Hannan to forward.
Yeah, but he's not a small – he doesn't play like a small forward.
Libba has come in.
Yeah, that's okay in the midfield.
Harms has come in for Libba. Does Harms go to Libba? That was the big move, remember, last time?
Yes, and did a good job.
Would you do that again if you were Melbourne?
Yeah, worked last time.
Yeah, I don't – so do you see that as experimental? Would you say that's experimental on behalf of Lukey Beveridge and the Western Bulldogs to say, okay,
maybe there's an injury?
We don't know if this is going to be our best look, but we're prepared to just have a look at it against the top of the table Demons.
Well, maybe they're doing the opposite to what happened against Melbourne last week, and rather than going small, they're going to go tall.
Well,
they're going to get them in the air.
This is where it's interesting, right? So the area that Melbourne haven't had an issue with is balls in the air. Going into their back line, into the opposition forward line, because they've got good aerial power. Now, I know Aaron Norton's a whole different proposition, but the problem they had is when the ball got the ground.
Yes.
And against the three losses that they've had, it's been ground ball stuff, it's been small forwards, and it's been pressure in Melbourne's back half, which has been against Hawthorn and against Adelaide, which was, I think, 50-plus points turnovers in their back half. Now, do you get that sort of pressure with Josh Shackey and Jamara and Aaron and Josh?
Mm-mm. I can answer that question for you, what I think anyway, and you don't. You don't actually get that pressure.
Mm.
You're not going to get that pressure from those three players in particular. I mean, Shackey's not a renowned pressure player. Jamara Ugo-Hagan, on what we've seen so far, he's not that
just
type of player. And I don't know whether Hannan is either. I don't know.
You might know a bit more about him than I.
Is he that type of player?
Yeah, he works
quite a competitive
hard.
Beast like
yep.
that?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So out of their side goes Scott, Crozier, Dunkley, McNeil. And it hasn't really been like type players that have come into that side. So it will be a fascinating.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some injuries there somewhere. Maybe there's going to be some laid-outs, whatever it is.
Well, maybe they just want to have a different look,
maybe.
Given that they'll probably play each other again in September. So I think that makes it a really interesting game. Some of the other really interesting selections, or the biggest selection news, Cripps comes in, Cunnington's back, Jared Berry's back, Duday's back.
Anderson's back, too, for North Melbourne. We haven't seen much of him this year.
Yeah, him and Cunnington both chose not to go up last week. This is interesting. Amati is out, the Amati party, who's been playing second ruck and doing a fantastic job, I reckon. And Logan McDonald's back in.
Yes, and McLean too.
That doesn't say injured to Amati, so.
No, maybe they just don't think that he's doing it. Reed's come back in too, though. So you look at the players that they won't line up like that because they're still to settle their 22. But McLean, big. McDonald, big.
Might be
Reed, big.
That might be a Sean Darcy-inspired change. Although I don't reckon the Swans have changed that much, just for Shawnee Darcy, who's in rare nick. But maybe they feel they need a bit more support in the ruck.
But if it's one out, one in, it's only going to be either McLean or Reed, probably, because Samardi's been doing the backup rucking.
Oh, they're just squads, are they?
Yeah. Okay. So if McDonald comes in, he's not going to do the backup rucking.
No.
It's more likely that it'll be McLean, and Reed has been able to do that in the past for them as well.
Harms the Betray in, as we said. Henderson and Rowan in for the Cats against the Tigers on Sunday. That's big at the MCG. Dylan Scheel in.
Yes, that's a bit of a surprise. That is a bit of a surprise. Oh, yeah, I'm happy for him to be back because he is going to be in the best 22 for the Bombers. And the big, big surprise up there, though, is that Alex Rance is going to make his debut for Essendon at the weekend. What can you tell us about that? Because you actually led the charge about 18 months ago with this story.
I had someone give me good information that Essendon were very interested in at least trying to twist Alex Rance's arm 18 months ago or 2 years ago to come back and play. It didn't eventuate. But now it looks, well, Jay-Z Clark's reporting that because the Bombers VFL team, but there's no VFL footy on, is there? Who's he expected to play against?
I'm not sure. But he has had, apparently, a good and close relationship with Ben Rutten in the time that Ben Rutten was at Richmond.
That's what it's reporting. So it's just
he's 31 years of age, okay?
It's
just hypothetically. 31 years of age, he's been out of the game for a couple of years.
I might be right still.
You could still be right.
Lee's on the road. G'day, Lee.
Yeah, good morning, boys. Great show as usual.
Thank you.
Just really quick, Tim. The Dogs have actually done what Hawthorne did last week. If you looked at the lineup, Hawthorn played Jekka, Kaczynski, and Mitch Lewis forward, all 195 plus. And down back, they went with DGB, Hannington, and Frosty, all 195 plus. And the one thing that was really evident was the Hawthorn boys, once out of position, never tried to mark. All they were instructed to do was bring the ball to ground. And there's no doubt the smaller blokes at both ends of the ground actually created havoc for Melbourne. So when I saw the Dogs lineup last night, I was very curious.
Okay, so they're going to stay at home, Hawthorn Forge stayed at home last week, yes?
Yeah, Lee's point is really well made. But
it was. Well done, Lee.
I think the query is, though, Lee, you can do that with three. When you got four, then you start to worry about sort of pressure in your forward half and ability to put heat on. So that is the only curiosity. The three is absolutely fine for the reasons that Lee says and everyone else. Of course, you've got to be competitive in the air against Lever and Petty. But it's the forward pressure that caused the turnovers that got the 50-odd points that those two teams got.
Yeah, probably a critical time in Shacky's career too. I don't know if it's one last look, but he actually now has to start to nail a team. You know, in the time that he's been there, you know, Norton's come on as a forward. They recruited Bruce there. Now we've got Jamari Ugelhagen as well. So he has to really start to stand up and show something.
I'm going to do a bit more homework on this Alex Rance and who they're playing. If they're playing Southport on the Gold Coast, Essendon, is he able to get up there or is he already up there?
No, he's already
there. Oh, he's already there.
Yes,
thank
he's
you
already
very
there.
Much. Yeah. There you go. Well, that makes sense. Let's take a break. Maxi, hold on the line, mate. We'll get to you in a moment. The 7-seat Kia Sorento has just been crowned Drive Car of the Year.
I want to ask you about Mark Murphy too when we come back. A big question about Mark Murphy.
A big one.
A huge question about Mark Murphy.
The country is back racing strong. Book now at country.racing.com. Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
One of the great swims of all time. Kieran Perkins to get the time. This is all about courage.
You are seeing the best of the best. You are a superstar, Kieran Perkins.
Save of the moment, Australia.
And look at Kowalski coming for the silver. Go,
Kowalski. Coming after Smith, will bring Perkins in, about 15 metres to swim. This is rare gold. The best kind of gold. Perkins goes in first. What a great win.
Duncan, don't jump
Duncan.
Over. Don't jump over Dennis when he's about to put the soundbite down. That was a great moment.
That was a great call.
A lot of thoughts
what a great
on
talent
the Western Bulldogs tools. One of them will go back. Josh Shackey's been playing back, so maybe they'll try him back. Fletch reckons Leather might actually have to play on someone. Have I thought about that? Gary will reduce his intercept. We're going to see how great this Melbourne back line really is after they've been pumped up. That is true, Fletch. They have managed to beat the five or six top teams, so it sort of handles things. How many times have we heard that? Every time they played one of those top teams. Righto, we'll find out how good they are.
And?
They win.
Yep, they do. Hey,
righto,
Max.
We'll find out how good they are.
Hey, can I just mention this quickly too? The Dick Reynolds Club luncheon has been cancelled. Yes,
big lunch.
It was going to be a massive lunch there on August 4th, the ROCV Club.
Who's hosting?
Obviously, because of COVID-19, it has to have been cancelled. So there will be communication coming your way if you've already paid and that type of thing. The club will be in touch with you, and hopefully it will be rescheduled at some stage.
Who's hosting?
It was going to be an absolute beauty.
Who's hosting?
I don't
old
know.
Mate Wispy.
Yes.
Max is in Williams Landing. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, boys. I just wanted to find out about a couple of players, Patrick Lipinski, Mitch Wallace and Tom Mitchell. Now, I'm a Carlton member and I wanted to know whether it was worth having for them to have a look at Lipinski, Wallace and Tom Mitchell.
Well, Tom Mitchell, I think they're all having a look at Tom. Do you keep hearing Tom Mitchell might still be on the move at the end of this year?
I haven't heard that, no. But
okay.
I haven't really been asking around.
Yeah, no, I heard, and I think there was a story might have been written at one stage that Carlton were very, very interested in.
He'd fit in perfectly at Carlton.
Yep. I'm sure people will look at Wallace, and I'm sure people will look at Lipinski as well. Lipinski's an interesting player because he hasn't been able to nail a regular spot for the Bulldogs.
So do you think there'll be buyers for him?
I think so because of the athleticism that he has. There's a lot of, I think the gaps in his game and the reasons why he's not playing at the Bulldogs will be the same reasons that probably just cause others to hit the pause button, and he will need to improve in all those areas. But I think everybody will have a look at him, yeah.
Hugo Hagen was six in the draft, combine, 20-metre sprint. Hugo Hagen, not quick. Gary, do your homework. J-Dog, clean your ears out. I didn't say he wasn't quick. I'm talking about forward pressure.
Yeah. Got nothing
pressure
to do with speed. Got nothing to do with speed,
you can,
Joey.
You can be Usain Bolt if you haven't got. And this is not judging him. He's in his infancy. He will, or hopefully, will become a good forward pressure player. But right now, don't think it's absolutely at the top of his priorities. But he'll get there.
There you go. Can confirm that Shaqy will be playing across half back. Cheers.
Okay.
There you go. There's an inside for you.
Good info out there. He might be able to play on Ben Brown, maybe.
Maybe Ben Brown
plays high.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, no, he does. They've had a look at him at VFL level, so maybe that is a possibility too.
It's a good idea if indeed that is what is going to happen. And our audience has great intel, then that's great. That's fantastic because it's an area where everyone has been there saying they're susceptible, but the numbers don't back that up. Their back line's been really good, but a 6'6" backman's always going to be of some value, so let's find out if Josh Shaqy, maybe that's their thinking, and that starts to make good sense to me, if that is in fact what happens.
We have talked about this before, but it's getting closer to the end of the season. Carlton can still make the finals, of course, 5 rounds to go, but Mark Murphy,
oh yes,
the 300 game, are you of the view that Carlton should try and get him to 300 games?
So what's he on right now?
I'm not sure exactly. He's very close. I think he's two or three games short of 300?
I thought it was a bit more than that. I thought he might, the fact that they haven't picked him this week.
Our Carlton man will tell you because he's onto this.
He's on 296 games.
There you go, 4 games.
So there's 4 games left.
And there's 5 games in the regular season left.
He's not playing this week.
And he's not playing this week.
So he has to play every game.
After this weekend, yeah.
Good question. Do you play him every game? If they're still in contention, right, if they win today, on the weekend, so there's still, you know, this outside hope. Do you play Mark Murphy to get him to 300?
You know what? I love the emotion and the tradition, all that sort of stuff. But if he's not in their best team and they're still alive and they're still, you know, struggling to make up the bottom positions in the eight, no, you don't.
Medisub, maybe.
Maybe.
Sure, limp him to the line.
If he's, you know, if he,
would that detract from the 300?
No, it wouldn't. Overall, it wouldn't because you're going to look at the number overall. But you would think that he sat down at the beginning of the year with David Teague and had a conversation around this, though, too, because it was always going to be a discussion at some stage.
The calf injury made it, you know. Yeah,
and his form wasn't that great either.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. He'd been dropped and
yes.
He'd been a medisub. And then the calf comes along at the wrong time. You're still alive, albeit, you know, it's a slim one. There's 4 games to go.
Is it just a number after all? Do we get too bogged down thinking about these milestone games?
I don't. I think 300's more than just a number. I think 300's pretty damn special, don't you? But yeah. not enough to throw your whole team structure.
But you play.
Out.
This is the thing, though. Like when you really analyse this, you're talking about playing a team game, aren't you?
Yeah.
We all understand that. When we come into this game, mm-hmm. it is not about self. It is always about team, and team has to be put above self.
Mm.
And it's hard maybe to look at it that way sometimes. And it wouldn't be so much about – I don't think it would be so much about him playing the 300 games. It would be all the other things that you wrestle with when you get into the twilight of your career, and that is that your career might be over as much as whether you get to the 300 games or you don't get to the 300 games.
I agree with you. I think you play it on merit. I think you play
you
it
have
on
to.
Merit.
I think you have to.
At this stage and where they're at. So if he ends up on two, it would be I'm not heartless. If he ended on 298 or 299, that'd be bloody hard for him. But I reckon if he was in the studio sitting here right now, he would agree and say, no, I've got to earn my spot.
But, you know, I don't know. When you look back on your career, I don't know how many games you played. It was 200 and how many?
But my 226.
Yeah. But does it worry you that you didn't get to 250?
I never worried about
Do you
games.
Look back and think about how many games you played, or do you look back at your career and think about
right. but if I,
what
I,
it was that you achieved outside the number of games you played?
No, 100% never worried about how many games I played. But if I got to 296, then I'd be thinking, you'd have to be thinking about 300. You got there.
Yeah, but it wasn't. Like, it wasn't a carrot for me to play on.
No, it's not the only, it's not the only carrot, but once you get within, the eye line of the finishing line.
I don't think about the games, though. I always think about the success that we had as a team. You know, the years that we won premierships and, the time you spent with people and all that type of thing. But I never think about the actual number of games I played.
Mm. No, that's true. We're here for Kogan Credit Cards, no annual fees, amazing awards, Country Racing Vic, back where we belong. Great to have them back on board. Country Racing Strong, book online. Lauren Jackson, Aaron Royal, Tracy and Peter Mackay still to come.
How are you, Laurie? How are you feeling? How is it, mate? He's done it. How do you feel, mate? How do you feel, Laurie?
We did it again,
mate.
Lucky lane six. Lucky lane six.
Can you talk now, mate? How do you feel?
Mate, we just beat three world record holders. How do you think I feel? How do you think I...
How do you swim that day, Laurie?
For our young audience that might not understand any of that audio, that is a guy called Laurie Lawrence, who is a great character and a swimming coach of Duncan Armstrong in this instance, who won the 200 metres. That was Stephen Quartermain going down onto the pool deck or near enough to interview him, and Laurie slapped him around the head. He got that excited. He clipped quarters around the ears. Iconic vision, that is. Michael's in Collingwood. G'day, Michael.
G'day, fellas. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I'd like to see Mark Murphy get to his 300th. I mean, I know, following football for a long time, he resisted a lot of big offers to move, and I'm sure he also played when he didn't want to, play when he was injured, etc., or had some family dramas or things, but they put football first. And I think they should really carry him over the line. The supporters would like to see it anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure they would. I absolutely am certain they would. I'm told Wayne Campbell, he played 297 games, never got there.
No, that's right. There are others that got very close to miles. I think Leopard, he spoke about it. I heard him talking about this on Jerry Waitley's program too. Darren, thanks for your call, Michael. Darren's in South Morang. Good morning, Darren.
G'day, boys. How are you going?
Good, Darren.
I think some of the feeling last night when we saw the team was that he's been named as an emergency, so he might be the sub, which means he gets a game closer. But there was also a Twitter poll during the week with a lot of Carlton people involved in it, and 89% said that they wanted Carlton to try and get in the 300. So, Murph's been a warrior for our club. He's been absolutely awesome. He's stayed with us through thick and thin. I just think that Carlton need to do the right thing by him.
All right, good on you, Dazzler. It's an interesting conundrum they're faced with. 227 games, Leper, so he must have been talking about...
I think he was talking about milestone games. And Lee Matthews' attitude towards milestone games.
Very, very, very good. Carlton supporters, I'm sure. He's been with them throughout.
Through thick and thin, yeah. That's true. That's true. But then where they're at right now, apart from the medical sub, which they can do, obviously they can carry him to 300 games, but apart from that, like they're on, you know, like they win again this weekend, and you know, obviously they play North Melbourne. That's a very winnable game. They've got winnable games right up to the end. You know, they can be up to their ears in finals still this year.
Yep.
And then the conversation obviously is still around the emotion of playing Mark Murphy and whether or not he's in the best side or not. But you would think David Teague, they would have sat down, Gary. If you've got a good communication, a line of communication with your senior players, and every year you're coming up, you're going to have that conversation around, okay, well, look, at some stage this year, your form may not warrant being selected. Are you comfortable? Are you happy to go into another season with that at the back of your mind?
Yep.
And player then has the choice.
I get it. I'm with you. I hear you. Yeah, voice of reason, as always.